Indian Green Bond Market, Progress and Challenges on the Road to Net Zero. CMA Rajendra Kumar Joshi. Senior Vice President, Strategy and Planning. Geo Platforms Limited. New Delhi. The article highlights India's significant annual investment requirement exceeding $160 billion in its energy sector alone between 2022 and 2030, culminating in a total funding gap of over $3 trillion to realize its net zero by 2070 commitment, IEA, 2024. The green bond market is a cornerstone of this strategy. Since the first domestic issuance by Yes Bank in 2015, cumulative issuance reached approximately $21 billion by 2023, World Bank, 2025. The key catalyst was the debut of the Sovereign Green Bond, SGRB, in January 2023, which has since raised 440 billion Indian rupees, approximate $5.3 billion, GRIP Invest, 2025, setting a transparent pricing benchmark. This growth is underpinned by the enhanced SEBI Green Debt Securities Framework, 2023, SEBI, 2023. Despite progress, the market is constrained by the elusive greenium pricing advantage, with SGRBs achieving only a modest 2 to 3 basis points, Grantham Research Institute, 2023. Other impediments suggested by the author include low secondary market liquidity and a transparency deficit. The article recommends demand-side stimulation, including targeted tax incentives and finalizing an authentic national green taxonomy. Introduction: Mobilizing Capital for a Sustainable Future. One, India is at a critical juncture, balancing rapid economic growth with ambitious climate goals. The Pancham Rit pledges at 26 Colombian pesos commit India to net zero emissions by 2070 and a 45% reduction in the emissions intensity of its GDP by 2030. Achieving these requires massive capital mobilization, especially for energy transition and climate-resilient infrastructure. Estimates suggest an annual investment exceeding $160 billion in the energy sector alone between 2022 and 2030, leading to a total funding gap of over $3 trillion to fully achieve the net zero vision, IEA, 2024. Traditional public finance is insufficient to bridge this gap. Consequently, the green bond market has become central to India's sustainable finance strategy. Two, green bonds are debt instruments issued exclusively to finance or refinance green projects, such as renewable energy and sustainable waste management. They are instrumental in green tagging capital flows, directing private sector liquidity toward environmental projects, and simultaneously helping institutional investors meet their environmental, social, and governance, ESG, mandates. While the Indian market has evolved significantly, encompassing sovereign and municipal debt, its maturity is hampered by structural challenges like the elusive greenium, low secondary market liquidity, and transparency issues, Jena and Vuppiluri, 2024. This article analyzes the progress, examines critical barriers, and proposes a roadmap for sustained growth in service of India's national climate strategy. The evolution of the Indian green bond market, milestones and growth. 3. The trajectory of the Indian green bond market comprises three phases: the pioneering private sector era, the regulatory establishment phase, and the sovereign catalyst era. pioneering corporate and financial issuance. For the markets, Genesis was the first domestic green bond issued by Yes Bank in 2015, 1,000 Indian rupees crore, approximately $150 million. Subsequent key issuances came from institutions like the Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency, IRDA, and Greenco. Early green debt was often executed in the offshore market via Masala bonds, INR-denominated bonds issued outside India, indicating strong international interest but limited initial domestic depth. By 2023, cumulative green bond issuance stood at approximately $21 billion, World Bank, 2025, with the private sector commanding an overwhelming majority share, estimated at around 84%. The municipal market emergence. 5. A crucial development was the entry of municipal bodies. The Ghaziabad Nagar Nigam, 2021, and the Indore Municipal Corporation, 2023, were pioneers, raising capital for water supply and solar power projects. The oversubscribed Indore issuance, listed on the National Stock Exchange, NSE, paved the way for subsequent entries from Ahmedabad and Vadodara in 2024. The sovereign catalyst and market acceleration. 6. The defining moment was the debut of the sovereign green bond, SGRB, in January 2023. Issued by the RBI on behalf of the Government of India, the first tranche raised 80 billion Indian rupees, approximate $1 billion. This issuance was vital because it A. set a benchmark, established a transparent pricing benchmark for domestic green finance. B. Expanded investor base, attracted new classes of domestic and foreign investors, including insurers. C. Provided scale, the government has become the single largest issuer, raising a total of 440 billion Indian rupees, approximate $5.3 billion, in SGRBs since January 2024, GRIP Invest, 2025. 7. Proceeds from the FI 2022-23 SGRB issuance were primarily allocated to clean transportation, 78%, and renewable energy, 21%. Government of India, 2024. The table below reflects the important milestones of Indian green bond market and its cumulative issuance. Critical analysis of Indian green bond market growth. Comparative growth analysis, India versus global. The Indian green bond market has demonstrated commendable growth, achieving $21 billion in cumulative issuance by 2023, World Bank, 2025, a significant feat given its relatively late start in 2015. However, its progress remains relatively modest when benchmarked against the global market scale. The global cumulative issuance surpassed $1 trillion in 2020 and has since grown rapidly, with annual global issuance often exceeding $500 billion in recent years, World Bank, 2025. India's $21 billion cumulative total is dwarfed by the size of established markets like the US and the European Union, which benefit from decades of established financial architecture and comprehensive green taxonomies. The critical difference lies in market depth and liquidity. Globally, the green bond market consistently commands a greenium of 7 to 17 basis points, BPS, Baker McKenzie, 2019, providing a clear financial incentive for issuers. In contrast, India's SGRBs have only managed a modest greenium of 2 to 3 BPS at initial auctions, Grantham Research Institute, 2023, and the market has even seen brown discounts, yields higher than conventional bonds, necessitating auction cancellations, Grantham Research Institute, 2023. This lack of a compelling greenium in India signals a fundamental gap in investor appetite for prioritizing the green label over mandatory financial returns, especially among domestic investors. Furthermore, India's low secondary market liquidity, driven by a domestic buy and hold strategy, hinders the ease of entry and exit required by large global institutional investors, thus limiting foreign participation and market depth compared to more mature global centers. The regulatory and policy architecture. 8. The market's development is supported by concerted efforts from the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, and the RBI. SEBI's Green Debt Securities Framework. 9. SEBI, the capital markets regulator, has enhanced its framework for green debt securities, GDS. Its 2023 update aligned the domestic framework with the International Capital Market Association's, ICMA, Green Bond Principles. Key advancements include: A. Expanded scope, widening the definition of green projects to include climate adaptation and energy efficiency, SNR Insights, 2024. B. Mandatory disclosure, requiring pre-issuance disclosures and post-listing reports on the utilization of proceeds and environmental impact. C. Third-party review, introduction of a mandatory independent third-party reviewer, second-party opinion, SPO, to validate ESG objectives, bolstering investor confidence and combating greenwashing, SEBI, 2023. The Sovereign Green Bond, SGRB, Framework. 10. The Ministry of Finance's SGRB Framework, 2022, sets the gold standard for sovereign issuance. It established the Green Finance Working Committee, GFWC, to oversee eligible project selection. The framework mandates a dedicated green register and a separate account for proceeds allocation, ensuring high transparency and accountability. The Developing Green Taxonomy. 11. India currently relies on its SGRB framework and SEBI's GDS definitions. The absence of a comprehensive, legally binding national green taxonomy, similar to the EU's, hinders investor clarity and increases transaction costs. The Union Budget 2024-25 signaled a commitment to establishing such a taxonomy to provide definitive, scientific criteria for green activities, Shastri ETAL, 2025, which is expected to boost participation and reduce greenwashing risk. Critical challenges and impediments to growth. 12. Despite progress, fundamental structural challenges constrain the market's potential, Srivastava and Sharma, 2023. The elusive greenium. 13. The primary goal, the greenium, yield discount over comparable conventional bonds, has been minimal in India, with SGRBs achieving only 2 to 3 BPS, Grantham Research Institute, 2023. Recent market trends have shown a brown discount, investor demanded yields higher than expected, leading the RBI to cancel portions of SGRB auctions in May 2024 and June 2025, Jena and Vuppiluri, 2024. This is due to a mismatch between the government's expectation for investors to accept lower yields for environmental benefit, and the domestic investor reality, where returns are prioritized over the green label. Low liquidity and investor demand constraints. 14. The secondary market is thin and illiquid, deterring large institutional investors. This low liquidity results from a buy and hold strategy. Domestic investors, particularly insurance and pension funds, hold SGRBs until maturity, Agarwal and Singh, 2018. B. Small issue sizes. Issue sizes are small relative to the conventional bond market, limiting trading volume. C. Limited foreign participation. FII participation has been lower than expected due to perceived risks and an insufficient greenium. Greenwashing and transparency deficit. 15. Trust is foundational, and it is tied to credible post-issuance reporting. Challenges include a. Delayed impact reports. The delay in releasing timely post-issuance allocation and impact reports, example the FI 2023-24 SGRB report, reduces investor confidence. B. Lack of contractual protection. Green bond terms often lack strong contractual covenants, like default clauses, for misuse of proceeds, leaving bondholders with limited legal recourse against greenwashing. High issuance costs and capacity building. 16. For smaller, first-time issuers, the complexity and upfront cost are prohibitive, Srivastava and Sharma, 2023. These costs include a. Second-party opinions, SBOs. The cost of engaging independent external reviewers for pre-issuance certification and post-issuance verification. B. Tracking and reporting, the need for separate internal systems to track project expenditure and measure environmental impact adds operational complexity. Policy recommendations for market maturation. 17. A multi-pronged strategy is essential to unlock the market's potential. Structural and financial incentives. A. Targeted tax benefits. Introduce tax incentives on green bond interest income to make the instrument more financially appealing to domestic investors, effectively replacing the market-demanded greenium. B. Subsidies for issuance costs. Provide a partial or full subsidy for the cost of obtaining the SPO and initial audit for first-time or sub-sovereign issuers, municipalities. C. RBI's role in liquidity. The RBI should explore actively participating in the secondary market for SGRBs as a liquidity provider to improve trading volumes and appeal to short-term investors. Regulatory harmonization and enforcement. A. Finalizing the green taxonomy. The immediate adoption of a clear, harmonized national green taxonomy is paramount, Shastri et al., 2025. It must be based on a science-backed Do No Significant Harm, DNSH, principle. B. Mandatory and timely reporting. SEBI must enforce stricter rules and timeframes for post-issuance impact reporting, example within 90 days of the financial year end. Non-compliance should carry meaningful penalties. C. Developing a project pipeline. Central and state governments must collaborate to create a visible, high-quality, and investable pipeline of pre-packaged green infrastructure projects to increase asset supply. Capacity building and innovation. A. Domestic verification ecosystem. Invest in fostering a robust domestic ecosystem of second-party opinion, SPO, providers, verifiers, and independent auditors to reduce costs and reliance on international agencies. B. Retail investor awareness, promote ease of investment for retail investors via green-themed mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, ETFs, to deepen the domestic demand base. C. Financial innovation, encourage new instruments like sustainability-linked bonds, SLBs, and transition bonds to mobilize capital for high-emitting sectors that require decarbonization. Conclusion. The Indian green bond market has moved from its nascent phase to become a vital part of the nation's climate finance architecture. The sovereign green bond, SGRB, has served as a powerful catalyst, establishing a pricing benchmark and attracting new capital pools. Similarly, the evolution of SCBI's regulatory framework reflects a strong commitment to global standards of integrity and transparency, SCBI, 2023. Nevertheless, the market's reliance on sovereign issuance and its failure to consistently generate a competitive greenium point, Grantham Research Institute, 2023, to a core structural fragility. The challenges of low secondary market liquidity, regulatory enforcement gaps, and high compliance costs risk capping the market's potential well short of India's multi-trillion dollar financing need, IEA, 2024. The path forward requires a strategic pivot toward demand-side stimulation. By implementing targeted financial incentives, tax benefits, finalizing a comprehensive national green taxonomy, and enforcing rigorous, timely impact reporting, India can transform its green bond market from a policy signaling instrument into an engine for large-scale, private sector-led climate transition. The success of this market is a prerequisite for India's global credibility and its ability to secure a sustainable, low-carbon future.